Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Do you know why your eyes water when you yawn?
I don't.
That's because they miss their bed and they're sad.
They are, they're crying.
And they're crying, yeah.
And they need to be shut.
Yeah, right, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
What if just one eye leaks?
Do you have that problem?
Yes.
Mine, both of them. Mine, both of them.
Yearn
just
both.
This leak. Yep, that's right. All over.
Very.
All right. So sad.
Emotional.
I have a to-do list.
A to-do?
Yep.
Okay. All
These
right.
are things that I've got on my to-do list. I have 10 things.
Ten things.
Yep.
I've got it.
First of all, I want to make vanilla pudding.
Okay.
Put it in a mayonnaise jar and eat it in public. Just take a spoon, sit there on a park bench.
They did that at one of our youth camps.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah. With Ryan Lindemeyer.
I'll be darned, really.
Yeah, they had a competition to see how fast they could eat the mayonnaise.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine your gallbladder?
No. Screaming. Yeah, yeah. Number two, I want to hire 2 private investigators.
2.
And I want them to follow each other.
Each other. Yeah, that's like going to Walmart singing.
Yeah.
The theme from Mission Impossible.
That's
a good one.
That's another one. I'll put that at the bottom of my list. There we are. Yeah, and I want to wear a shirt that says life.
Life.
Yep. And then I want to hand out lemons on the street corner. You know.
When life gives you
when
lemons.
When life hands you lemons, I want to see what people do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. Number 4, I want to get into a crowded elevator and say, I bet you're all wondering why I gathered you here today.
Do you smell popcorn?
Do you know what's awkward is to get in an elevator and stand with your back toward the doors and
just
look at
just
people.
Stare at everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it's awkward. Yeah. All right. Number 5, I want to major in philosophy.
Major in philosophy.
And ask people why. When they ask me if I'd like fries with that.
Why would I want fries with
that? Yeah. Number 6, I want to run into a store, ask what year it is. When someone answers, yell, it worked, and then just run out cheering.
Leave. Yay. Take off. Woo-hoo. Run.
It worked. It worked.
Oh, I need this list. Yeah. This sounds like a lot of fun.
These are good ones. Yeah. I want to become a doctor.
Okay.
And then change my name to Acula.
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula. Dracula.
Dracula.
Change my name to Simon.
Simon.
Yep. And then I want to speak in the third person all the time.
Simon says.
Simon says.
Well, you could go with Andy says.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we all know, we have known people in our lives who have referred to themselves in the third person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and they just ain't right.
It's okay. Just not right in the head. Yeah.
I want to buy a parrot and teach the parrot to say, help, I've been turned into a parrot.
Help.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Yeah.
I've been turned into a parrot. All right, last thing that's on my list.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
All right. I want to follow joggers around in my car.
Yes.
Yeah, blasting Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Dun. Right. Yeah.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
And then drive over to Walmart and go. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
that's right.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my goodness. We got a great show coming at us.
I certainly hope so.
Bren Hill's riding along with us. Waddy Mitchell has some poetry. D.W. Grothy, Don Edwards, Michael Martin Murphy.
Holy
but we're going to start with R.W. Hampton. Yeah, Hell in a Helmet.
That transport chopper's loading up to take us to the plane. Me and my boys are good as gone. After 7 months of living here and dying side by side, what's left of us is finally going home. Mom and Dad are waiting, big sis and brothers too, and I know what they'll expect to find. I don't want to disappoint them, but we just did our job. The heroes are the boys we left behind. We're hell in a helmet, and they call us justly so. We're fighting sons of freedom all the way. Put our faith in heaven and the ones that watch our backs. Devil dogs till our dying day. Marines till our dying day. I've tried hard to tell them it's not me that's coming home. At least not the me they used to know. And there's no way of explaining how I hate this dirty place, yet how I'm gonna miss it when I go. There's a pretty woman I will meet with a baby in her arms, born while my buddy was at war. Now how am I gonna tell her why I didn't bring him back? I've never known anything so hard. We're hell in a helmet, and they call us justly so. We're fighting sons of freedom all the way. We put our faith in heaven and the ones that watch our backs. Devil dogs till our dying day. Marines till our dying day. There's a girl who'd come to see me if I'd only call her up. Got a letter said, oh how I'm missing you. Could she ever love a fighting man with only half a heart? Half a heart that's broken right in two. So I'll take comfort in good whiskey, read my Bible and I'll pray. But my heart and soul's a half a world away. To those dusty streets and dope fields where my brothers bled and died, and where the better part of me must stay. We're hell in a helmet, and they call us justly so. We're fighting sons of freedom all the way. We put our faith in heaven and the ones that watch our backs. Devil dogs till our dying day. Until our dying day. That Nighthawk chopper's leaving now to take us to the plane. Me and my boys have loaded on. And after 7 months of living here and dying side by side, what's left of us is finally going home.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there from R.W. Hampton. Mm-hmm. He wrote that for his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, his son is a Marine gunny sergeant, I believe.
Is he still there?
I think he is.
Oh,
he's
made a career of it.
He has made a career of it, and he's been in there for a long time.
He certainly has.
Yeah, R.W. is very proud of him, and so are we.
Absolutely, and we are eternally grateful for your sacrifice.
Man. Absolutely right. You betcha.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Glad you're riding along with us, folks. This week, we're just talking a little bit. We're remembering D-Day what we're doing. Yeah.
Man, the sheer numbers are just mind-boggling.
Staggering.
Oh,
staggering.
Man.
And speaking of sacrifice, and you hit it right on the head there. Holy cow.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I guess it depends on which website you click on, but there was a lot of people sacrificing their life on D-Day. At the end of a day, the article I read was over 5,000 people.
Yeah, 4,000 to 5,000, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And we're not meaning this to be a history lesson. We're just talking about it. But can you imagine being one of the troops when Eisenhower said to you, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
And they were.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They were.
Can you imagine being an 18-year-old boy?
No.
And
couldn't even go there.
Coming out of one of those landing crafts.
Oh, man.
And running onto the beach. All to fight tyranny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing.
The land, the sea, the
everything.
Air.
Right. Oh, man, yeah.
Man.
We need to ditch out to a commercial, but we'll continue when we come back. Michael Martin Murphy's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.